abandoning arrogance. Be a realistic person. Arrogance is found in one who disdains to worship God by forgetting his weaknesses, despising others, and feeling proud. However, man is a weak creature. He depends upon God's power to exist and sustain his existence. God is the sole power who has created man from nothing, imparted him with spirit, sheltered and fed him, caused him to breathe, and bestowed countless other blessings upon him. God is the Lord of the universe. In spite of the clarity of this truth, one who thinks of himself as a being independent of him, and believes his qualities and abilities to result from himself, is evidently suffering from a grave delusion. In fact, one has no right to be proud. The truth that God could take back all blessings bestowed upon him when he pleases is sufficient evidence. From time to time, we all observe the harm caused by one who behaves proudly on account of their physical beauty, knowledge, ability, wealth, or social status. We can also observe what becomes of them when they suddenly lose these for any reason. If such qualities had resulted in the person from their own doing, then there would be no reason for them to lose them. Likewise, many situations of afflictions and difficulties arise in this worldly life to help people understand this truth. He tests humankind through many frailties, such as aging and illness. In the Quran, God defines the influence of arrogance in this manner. When he is told, "Have fear of God," he is seized by pride which drives him to wrongdoing. Hell shall be enough for him. A dreadful resting place, 2:206. What is truly befitting a believer is to put aside his arrogance and lower self, and behave according to that which is pleasing to God. The following verse reads, "But there are others who would dedicate themselves to seeking the pleasure of God. God is compassionate to his servants." 2:207. It is possible to observe the damage done by arrogance on one's sincerity in every phase of one's life. One claiming to be superior to others is closed against all kinds of criticism, warning, or advice coming from them. Even if the other were to remind him of a point he had not considered, he would be influenced adversely by his sense of superiority. Instead of surrendering to truth, he will defend his views, even if they are wrong. Therefore, he becomes insincere, and is ruled by his lower self. However, what exemplifies sincerity is to comply with what the other had said, and surrender without the need to feel superior. For this purpose, one should, first and foremost, abandon the feelings of his ego which cause arrogance, and refrain from stubbornly defending himself. Only then can he hope to act in compliance with the spirit of the Quran and behave sincerely. The most efficient antidote against the ambition to be superior and to be in the right, stemming from arrogance, is to surrender to the mind of true believers without supporting oneself. The sole remedy for this disease is to accuse your own soul before others raise these charges, and always to take the side of your fellow, not your own soul. The rule of truth and equity established by the scholars of the art of debate is this. Whoever desires, in debate on any subject, that his own word should turn out to be true, whoever is happy that he turns out to be right and his adversary to be wrong and mistaken, such a person has acted unjustly. Not only that, such a person loses, for when he emerges the victor in such a debate, he has not learned anything previously unknown to him, and his probable pride will cause him loss. But if his adversary turns out to be right, he will have learned something previously unknown to him, and thereby gained something without any loss, as well as being saved from pride. In other words, one fair in his dealings and enamored of the truth will subject the desire of his own soul to the demands of the truth. If he sees his adversary to be right, he will accept it willingly and support it happily. Considering one's successes to be achieved merely by virtue of oneself stems from arrogance and destroys sincerity. However, God is the one who has bestowed upon humankind their mind and ability. As stated in the following verse, "Man knows nothing except what God has taught him." They said, "Glory be to you. We have no knowledge except whatever you have taught us. You are the all-knowing, the all-wise." 2:32. Man is a weak creature. All of man's powers are the result of the generous gifts and benevolence of God. When taking into account the endless wisdom, limitless power, and knowledge of God clearly, one who considers having acquired these qualities by himself is in grave error. Carried away by pride, he forgets these realities, and thinks that his success arises out of his own accomplishment. he may become arrogant and insincere. What is more befitting for a true believer is never to consider any of his successes as his own, even if he were the most able, intelligent, and perfect man ever to set foot on earth. Arrogance should never take hold of him. If he behaves in a manner by which he takes account of his own weakness, in spite of all these blessings, then God will bestow even greater favors upon him. He will make him obtain his consent, compassion, and enter paradise, on account of his sincerity. Yet most people forget that this worldly life is nothing but a test. They turn to God in times of affliction, and yet, act ungratefully when they are granted blessings. They also commit a great error by believing that these blessings are the outcome of their own abilities, and that the success belongs to them alone. In the Quran, God commands the following: when affliction befalls man, he appeals to us. But when we bestow a favor upon him, he says, "All this has been given to me because of my own knowledge." By no means. It is a trial, yet most of them do not realize it. 39:49. Islamic jurists hold that any attempt to coerce a person to accept Islam is a grievous sin. Considering one's successes to be achieved merely by virtue of one's self stems from arrogance and destroys sincerity. However, God is the one who has bestowed upon humankind their mind and ability.